ki me nadajajo in ki bi prav tako napolnjujejo srca vseh Triglavčanov in naših prijateljev. Nema namen današnjega večera je trojen. Sebi hočemo dati duška veselja ob dosežku našega cilja, zastopnikom iz domovine dokazati, da je naš resen namen uporabljati ta dom za ohranjevanje slovenske besede in slovenskega narodnega izročila. Zastopnikom tukajšnjega javnega življenja pa še enkrat pokazati, da s tem, da gojimo svojo kulturo, ohranjamo svoj jezik, nismo nič slabši in nič manj lojalni državljani naše nove domovine kot kdorkoli drugi. Svoj slovenski narod in njegovo izročilo ljubimo kot ljubi otrok svoje mater, svojo novo domovino Avstralijo spoštujemo kot dober mož svojo ženo. Ker vemo, da je nam dober prijatelj v življenju in ki je pripravljena delati z nami dobro kot tudi slabo. V svojih srcih ne čutimo ob tem nobene razdaljenosti, saj si ljubeža in zvestoba ne nasprotujeta, temveč dopolnjujeta. Kot nas veže za domovino in narod doma krvna zveza in mladostni spomini, tako nas spajajo za novo domovino, trda dela našega življenja, rojstna domovina in zato smo še toliko bolj ponosni, da imamo danes v naši sredi zastopnike tako stare kot naše nove domovine. Ob tem prijetnem sožitju obeh zemelj se ne čutimo razpeti med dve domovini. Srečni smo, da vlada med nami veseli, nami vezmi prijateljstva, medsebojnega spoštovanja in sodelovanja. Naša zemlja je, da bi tako tudi vedno ostalo. Ker smo z današnjo otvoritvijo stopili v novo obdobje Triglava, vam ne bom govoril o preteklosti, ki je za nami. Naše oči so obrnjene v bodočnost, v novo delo, v nove naloge, z novim ciljem nasproti. Eden prvih med njimi, da postane naš dom žarišče slovenske besede in kulture v Avstraliji, da postane ta prostor res slovenski, ne le po duhu, temveč tudi po delu. Ter da se bomo v njem prav tako dobro počutili naši rojaki, kot tudi naši avstralski prijatelji. Ob srčnem ognju, ki smo ga pred leti prižgali pred Cankarjem in spomenikom, se bomo zdaj greli v novem domu. In naša pesem, Oj, Triglav, moj dom, bo ne več izraz naših želja, temveč našega življenja. In vidite, zaradi vsega tega lepega, kar nam pomeni, da naš dom smo še toliko bolj veseli vaše navzočnosti. Iz srca pozdravljam v vašem in skupnem novem domu. Hvala.
At this great, very important moment for us, the members of Triglav, I as the president of the club want to greet you on the occasion of the first cultural program in our new home. And indeed, I cannot find the right words which to at least partially express the feelings which fill my heart as well as yours. The aim of tonight's program is threefold. To ourselves, we want to express the happiness in the achievement of our aim. To the representatives of our old country, we want to prove that this, our club, is a serious attempt to preserve the Slovenian language and Slovenian national heritage. To the representatives of the Australian public, we want to show once again that with the preservation of our language and culture, we are no less loyal citizens of our new country than anyone else. We love our Slovenian nation and heritage like a child loves its mother. We respect our new country, Australia, like a good husband respects his wife, because we know that a good friend in life is prepared to share with us the good and the bad things. In our hearts, we do not feel a conflict, because love and fidelity are not the opposite. They complement each other. As the link between the old country and ourselves is blood and memories of youth, the connection with the new country are years of hard work and new circumstances, and more so our children and grandchildren, to whom Australia is their birthplace. And that is why we are even happier that we have in our midst representatives from both our countries. At this moment, we are not torn between two countries. We are happy that we are privy to friendship and mutual understanding and cooperation. Our sincere wish is that these feelings will continue forever. With today's opening, we are entering a new era of Triglav's activities, and therefore I shall not talk about the past. Our eyes are turned towards the future, new work, new duties, and new aims. One of our first aims is that our home becomes the focal point of Slovenian language and culture in Australia. That this place becomes really Slovenian, not only in spirit, but also in activities where everybody will feel welcome, our countrymen as well as our Australian friends. The heart's flame that we lit at the unveiling of Tsanka's monument years ago will warm us now in our new home, and our song, O Triglav, our home, will no longer be the expression of our wishes, but expression of our life. And you see, because of all this beauty, which to us is the true meaning of this new club, your presence makes us even happier. We heartily welcome you to our new home. Ladies and gentlemen, after those few words of welcome from the president of our club, Mr. Carlos Samsa, we would like to extend a very warm welcome to some of our very special guests. Firstly, we would like to welcome His Excellency Šime Karaman, the Ambassador of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Other members of the Embassy and the Office of Yugoslav Consulate General in Sydney. Šeda Kamerman, would you please come up?
Dear friends, Mr. Whitlam, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to express my thanks to the organizer of this occasion on behalf of my wife, Consul General Mr. Broshkovsky, and my other colleagues for the invitation extended to us to participate in the celebration opening of your new premises. I would like also to express my appreciation to all of those who contributed their efforts to the building of these premises, where the Slovenian community of Sydney at large will be able to meet and extend their social and cultural activity and cherish their Slovenian culture and language. As the new ambassador of Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia in Australia, I bring you the greetings of all Yugoslav nations and nationalities. Although I have already met some of you individually, this is the first time that I meet you with you in these surroundings. I am very glad indeed to have the opportunity to be with you this afternoon and to share with you the enjoyment of opening of new club premises. I am also very glad to see the representatives of Matice Selnika of Slovenia, with Mr. Coleman leading the delegation, who traveled such a long way to participate in this occasion. Their presence here this afternoon demonstrates their support for your endeavor to develop and improve the social and cultural life of your community. Dear friends, as the new citizens of Australia, you represent a solid and constructive bridge of friendship and cooperation between the Australia and Yugoslavia people. We urge you to continue to be so and to be actively engaged in building this friendship. I am sure, dear friends, that you would agree with me that today people need understanding, cooperation, and friendship more than any time in their history, for which they possess such a destructive weapon as the atomic bomb. If they do not cooperate, they can evaporate in a fraction of a second. You are in a position to contribute to the friendship of these our two countries. We also believe that you, with all your hard, honest, and devoted work, which you contribute to this new country, have the opportunity to be included in all aspects of the social and political life of Australia, In so doing, you will not only enhance and strengthen your position in Australian society, but you will also be able to contribute more to the cultural and social life of your country, as at the same time maintain that link of friendship and understanding between Yugoslavia and Australia. Dragi prijatelji, još jednom dozvolite da vam se najljepše zahvalim na ovom pozivu i da vam izrazim veliko zadovoljstvo što se danas nalazi među vama. Hvala, živjeli!
Thank you very much, Mr. Karaman. Naša topla dobrodošlica gre svakako predsjedniku Slovenske iseljenske matice iz Ljubljane, gospodu Stanetu Komenu i ostalim članom delegacije, kulturnim predstavnikom domovine i ansamblu Otavija Brajka. A special warm welcome goes to the president of the Slovenska iseljenska matica from Ljubljana, Mr. Stane Komen, and the other members of the delegation, the cultural representatives from home, and the band Otavija Brajka. Please welcome Stane Komen to the stage, please.
Hvala lijepo. Drage rojakinje, dragi rojaki, prijatelji, gosti, dear friends, vse prisotne, ki se udeležujete današnje in jutrišnje svečanosti ob otvoritvi Doma Triglav v imenu Slovenske izseljenske matice, v imenu Slovenije in širše domovine, prav lepo pozdravljam. Prisrčen pozdrav tudi vsem ostalim slovenskim rojakom, ki tukaj danes niso prisotni. Prinašamo vam prisrčne pozdrave in najboljše želje iz matične domovine. Na obisk k vam, dragi rojaki, na tej, kot pravimo, najmlajši celini na daljni Avstraliji smo se na vaše povabilo in željo po 10 letih zopet prišli v nekoliko širši sestavi. Dovolite, da vam predstavim še tajnika matice slovenske iseljenske Marka Pogačnika, zatem slovenskega pisatelja Franca Forstneriča, urednika Rodne grude Jožeta Preširna, urednika radijskih oddaj za Slovence po svetu Radija Ljubljane, Gojka Brvarja, kamermana, snemalca Janeza Cimpermana, ki ste ga že srečali, in seveda ansambl Otavija Brajka, ki vas bo, upajmo, naslednje dni malo tudi pozabaval. Želimo, da bi bili dnevi, ki jih bomo preživeli skupaj, čim bolj koristni in da se bomo še bolj spoznali z vašim življenjem tukaj in s prizadevanji pri ohranjanju slovenstva. Ta obisk naj bi pomenil nov obojestranski prispevek za še boljše sodelovanje med staro domovino in vami. Hkrati vam lahko zagotovim, da bomo doma po povratku verni posredniki vsega, kar bomo tu videli in doživljali. Saj lahko z zadovoljstvom povem, da se domovina za vas živo zanima. O tem ste se lahko tudi prepričali sami, ko ste bili letos ali prejšnja leta doma. V domovini pri nas se dostikrat sprašujemo, koliko je Slovencev v Avstraliji, kdaj so prišli, kako sta se naseljevali. Ocenjujemo, da danes živi v Avstraliji okoli 30 tisoč Slovencev, vključujoč seveda tudi drugo generacijo, ki že nastopa. Naseljeni ste širom tega kontinenta in žal vseh ne bomo mogli obiskati, vendar bomo v mislih z vsemi. Veseli nas, da ste se v relativno kratkem času uspeli tako lepo organizirati v slovenski družbi, zgradili ste si in še gradite svoje domove, v kateri gojite slovensko kulturo, slovenski jezik in ohranjate naše običaje. Vaše življenje tukaj na nek način spominja na življenje naših rojakov v Združenih državah Ameriki. V letih med prvo in drugo svetovno vojno, ko so se tako rekoč vsak dan porajala nova društva, podporne jednote in tako dalje. Pri tem pa naj dodam, da so pogoji, v katerih živite vi danes tukaj, drugačni. Materialna osnova je neprimerno boljša. K temu mi dovolite, naj dodamo še veliko razumevanje avstralskih oblasti do narodnostnih skupin. Politika multikulture priznava tudi Slovencem pravico do uporabe materinščine v državnih šolah še več. do učenja materinega jezika v državnih šolah, na radioteleviziji, lahko govorite v slovenščini in najbrž bi še lahko našteval razne ugodnosti za negovanje materinega jezika. Naj pri tem omenim, da so tudi sicer jugoslovansko-avstralski meddržavni odnosi dobri in se ugodno razvijajo. V naši ožji domovini v Sloveniji smo na primer samo v letošnjem letu imeli dve velike manifestacije. Prva je bila simpozij o avstralski književnosti na Bledu, v katero so bili tudi vključeni pripadniki etničnih skupin iz Jugoslavije. Imeli smo tudi razstavo avstralske keramike na Goričanah pri Ljubljani in k temu lahko še dodamo redne stike, ki jih ima naša domovina za predstavniki z diplomatskimi predstavniki Avstralije v Jugoslaviji. Seveda so tudi vaši obiski v stari domovini posebnega pomena, saj so živi stiki med ljudmi najdragocenejši. Naj omenim letošnji obisk pevcev Triglava in Jadrana, ki so se s svojimi briljantnimi nastopi širom Slovenije, pa tudi na Koroškem in Primorskem, ter zlasti v Cankarjevem domu v Ljubljani in na taboru slovenskih pevskih zborov v Šentvidu pri Stični, doživeli resnično velik uspeh. Še enkrat vam čestitam. Ponosni smo na vas, predvsem pa smo veseli vaših vztrajnih prizadevanj za ohranjanje slovenskega duha. Živite v deželi, ki je bolj razvita kot Jugoslavija na nek način, predvsem pa ima več rudnega bogatstva. Vaša nova domovina vam nudi delo in kruh. Vključujete se kot enakopravni državljani v politična, socialna in kulturna gibanja in dogajanja Avstralije. Ob vaših obiskih doma pa ste se lahko sami prepričali, da smo v boju za napredek, za boljše in lepše življenje v zadnjih skoraj 40 letih tudi mi v Jugoslaviji dosegli pomembne uspehe v našem družbenem razvoju, ki pa je bil, kot se sedaj kaže, morda celo prehiter, tako da nam povzroča v tem momentu, priznam, precejšnje težave. So pa tudi seveda odraz svetovne gospodarske krize in današnjih zapletenih odnosov v svetu, povezanih z denarnimi težavami, povzročenimi s favoriziranjem nekaterih valut ter zapiranjem tržišč, kar povzroča nemalo težav zlasti državam v razvoju. Vendar pri tem lahko ugotovimo, da smo med redkimi deželami, ki jih ne pretresajo vsakodnevni nemiri, terorizem in podobni neljubi pojavi, s katerimi so soočene mnoge razvitejše države tudi v Evropi. Res je, da nas danes zadnje čase tarajo skrbi ob naših neugodnih gospodarskih gibanjih, ki so zajela ves svet in tudi Jugoslavijo. Vendar se trudimo in vlagamo napore, da bomo tudi to prebrodili. Zavedamo se, da smo si zadnja leta dovoljevali življenjski standard, ki ni ustrezal zmogljivosti domačega gospodarstva. Zadolženost v tujini je zaradi tega naraščala iz leta v leto. Zato se je jugoslovanska vlada lotila potrebnih ukrepov, da se tudi v sedanjih zaostrenih pogojih gospodarjenja zagotovi dostojno življenje delovnim ljudem in vsem občanom. Naj omenim še devalvacijo. Ta ukrep komentirajo na razne načine, v resnici pa pomeni le ustrezno uravnavanje gospodarskih gibanj, pri čemer mora devalvacija vzpodbuditi izvozno gospodarstvo in turizem ter omogočiti intenzivnejše vključevanje jugoslovanskega gospodarstva v mednarodno delitev dela. Svoje, odnosno naše obveze do tujine pa smo trdno odločeni spoštovati, saj se zavedamo, da je poglavitno, da obdržimo našo gospodarsko in politično neodvisnost. Prepričan sem, da boste vi, dragi rojaki, prav tako, kot so izseljenci v času druge svetovne vojne odkrivali svetu resnico o našem osvobodilnem boju, o resničnih borcih za svobodo, ko so 1948. leta razlagali, zakaj smo se uprli Stalinu, ko ste ob smrti predsednika Tita dali podporo nadaljevanju njegove politike, tudi sedaj tolmači naše stvarnosti in resnice o naši deželi, o bratstvu naših narodov, o naši svobodi, o človečanskih pravicah, o naporih, ki jih vlagamo za boljši jutri, pa tudi o težavah, povezanih z vsem tem. To omenjam zato, ker obstojajo nekateri elementi, ki poskušajo tudi tokrat izkoristiti težave, ki spremljajo danes naš razvoj in skušajo prikazati našo samoupravno družbo v slabi luči, ter pri tem zanikati vse naše dosedanje uspehe. Mi odprto govorimo in pišemo o problemih, ki nastarajo. To pa še ne pomeni, da smo na robu propada, kot to včasih nekateri zlonamerno govorijo, ter pišejo. Ni prvič, da smo soočeni s težavami in tudi te, ki nas v sedanji etapi pestijo, bomo uspešno premagali v določenem času. V to smo globoko prepričani. Dovolite, da vam ob tej priložnosti, odnosno svečanosti, spregovorim par besed o dejavnosti Slovenske seljenške matice. Ni dolgo tega, ko smo praznovali 30. obletnico našega obstoja in uspešnega delovanja, pri čemer z veseljem ugotavljamo tudi sedaj, da so se svečanosti ob 30. obletnici udeležili tudi predstavniki slovenskih rojakov iz Avstralije, iz Perta, ki danes žal niso prisotni in nam posredovali pozdrave vas vseh na nek način. V svojem dosedanjem delovanju je Matica v imenu Slovenije in v imenu celotne naše samoupravne družbe svojo dejavnost usmerila k problemom izseljenstva, predvsem v sodelovanju z društvi in posamezniki. Razvijali smo založniško dejavnost, skrbeli, da boste čim bolje obveščeni o tem, kaj se dogaja doma. Pri tem lahko ugotavljamo, da so stiki izseljencev slovenske narodnosti z matično domovino vedno bolj pestri, vsestranski in pogostejši. Ne gre prezreti tudi udejstvovanje na kulturnem področju, kot je organiziranje raznih nastopov, koncertov in drugih manifestacij. Novost so tudi druge oblike sodelovanja z izseljenci, kot je na primer poletna šola slovenskega jezika za pripadnike mlajše generacije naših izseljencev, katere namen je poglobiti znanje slovenščine, hkrati pa se udeleženci tudi seznanijo svojo matično, odnosno domovino svojih staršev. Kmalo bo minilo 30 let, odkar so naši slovenski izseljenci iz vseh kontinentov zbirajo vsako leto na osrednjem pikniku v Škofji Loki in tudi na podobnih srečanjih v drugih krajih Slovenije, sami ste, jaz mislim, nekatere tudi doživeli. Sedaj pa mi, dragi rojaki, dovolite še, da se s par besedami obrnem k vam, današnjim slavljencem, odnosno k Slovenskemu društvu Triglav in njegovim članom. Poteka že več kot 10 let, odkar ste se zbrali, dogovorili in ustanovili svoje slovensko društvo in mu dali ime po velikanu in simbolu naših lepih gora, nam vsem drage Slovenije in Jugoslavije, po vršacu Triglavu. Sledil je nakup zemljišča, na katerem ste že 72. leta ob prisotnosti delegacije Matice postavili spomenik našemu velikemu pisatelju Ivanu Cankarju. Vsa ta leta se je v vaših vrstah zbiralo vse več naprednih ljudi, ki so si želeli vsaj malce slovenske domačnosti na tujih tleh, sodelovanja in čim več stikov z matično Slovenijo oziroma Titovo Jugoslavijo. Z velikim trudom in odrekanjem, predvsem pa s pridnostjo in seveda z veliko narodno zavednostjo ste se v tem relativno kratkem času ste dosegli dosti uspehov. Pregovor slovenski pravi: zrno do zrno pogača, kamen do kamna palača. Šli ste torej po tej naporni poti in dosegli cilj. Zgradili ste svoj dom. To bo vaš hram slovenske kulture, košček Slovenije, kjer se boste počutili doma in razvijali vsestransko dejavnost v korist slovenskega duha in vaše slovenske narodne skupnosti. Vseh vaših uspehov se iskreno veselimo, zlasti še do graditve doma in vam k tej pridobitvi še enkrat čestitamo. Prijetna je ugotovitev, da v okviru društva že uspešno deluje več let dopolnilni pouk slovenščine za otroke od 5. do 12. leta. Starejši pa se vključujejo že na avstralskih državnih šolah v pouk slovenščine. Ponosni smo tudi doma v Sloveniji, da bomo letos imeli že tretjo generacijo slovenskih maturantov v Avstraliji, na kar vaš pevski zbor, naj ga omenim, je ponesel slovensko pesem v daljne kraje, deluje tudi dramska sekcija, razvijate športne aktivnosti in vaša knjižnica, ki nosi ime pisatelja Branka Rudolfa, se vse bolj bogati in nudi domače čtivo vsem, ki si ga želijo. Kot odlične organizatorje smo vas zaprosili, da prevzamete vlogo koordinatorja letošnjega obiska delegacije Slovenske izseljenske matice v Avstraliji. To je bila sigurno zelo zahtevna naloga, ki pa ste jo tudi uspešno izvedli v zadovoljstvo vseh. Z vašo pomočjo in s pomočjo seveda tudi ostalih društv smo oziroma bomo obiskali večino slovenskih društev v Avstraliji in v imenu Slovenske izseljenske matice se vam vsem za trud in vsestransko pomoč najlepše zahvaljujem. Še enkrat vam, dragi rojaki, čestitamo in želimo nadaljnih uspehov. Hvala lepa.
Mr. Coleman now has some gifts for some people.
Ja, predsednika, prosim, ne? Če bi predsednik društva Triglav lahko prišel malo bliže. Bi prosil.
Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje diplomo Slovenskemu klubu Triglav Sydney za izredne zasluge pri združevanju izseljencev in njihovih potomcev in pri ohranjanju slovenskega narodnega in kulturnega izročila, za zasluge pri razvijanju stikov in sodelovanja z matično domovino Socialistično republiko Slovenijo oziroma Socialistično federativno republiko Jugoslavijo, kot tudi za uspešno razvijanje prijateljstva in razumevanja med novo domovino Avstralijo in Socialistično federativno republiko Jugoslavijo.
Hvala lepa, gospod predsednik.
Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje diplomo gospodu Toniju Malvihilu za izkazano
Slovenska izseljenska matica with the decision of the Executive Committee in Ljubljana 10th of October 1982 awards the diploma to Tony Malvihil for the excellent understanding and support for the associations and activities of the Slovenian immigrants at various aspects of social life and for developing friendship and understanding between Australia and Yugoslavia.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, I think Gough Whitlam could do this much better than I could. But I do want to say, both personally and to a lot of other associations, this has been a very successful journey for the Slovene community of what you've achieved today. Actually, if you go back in Australian history in 1912, you'd get a reference to a gold mining dispute, and they said there were some Austrian-Hungarians involved in it. If you probe it a bit further, we had a Prime Minister, Andrew Fisher, who, with the exception of Gough Whitlam, was the only Prime Minister who tried to be international, and he defended these people from exploitation. But the message, of course, was the words Austrian-Hungarians. We knew of Croatians, we knew of Serbians, but the word Slovene was a bit obscure. And I simply say this to you, and I don't intend with a long oration, but these things should and must be said. I think if you went along to the end of World War II, and anyone who's read the recent English edition of Cardell's book, you could say that, and this Australia bears some responsibility, although the major powers in particular, when the war was over and it was supposed to be for minorities, I think the Republic of Slovenia could have expected that it would have taken in minority Slovenes in Italy and Austria. Now, it never happened. And if you read Cardell's book, you could say it was one of those occasions in the cause of world peace, Slovenes, as part of Yugoslavia, to use an Australian term, you copped it sweet, but you didn't take your bat home. But you did deserve to have different boundaries. And I think it showed the dignity that you've always had. If you've had a setback, you battled on. I say that because my early acquaintanceship with Slovenes occurred at the time, and I know the ambassador and the consular representatives would fully appreciate it. We reached the stage when we had an American Republican ambassador, Claire Booth Leith, and she was the de facto American foreign minister, or words to that effect, because you were arguing about Zone B in Trieste, which was largely populated by Slovenes. And that was my first experience with Slovenes in Sydney when our papers were somewhat biased. I know that issue has been solved, but a few Slovenes got together and began to write letters and pointed out there was a point of view about Zone B. This was a time when Yugoslavia was not popular with any of the superpowers, or perhaps say the large powers. That was the first manifestation in Australia where Slovenes as Australian taxpayers got up and expressed their views in the Australian press. And I think, and I throw this message out now to you, you're in a happy position now, and most of you boys and girls possess a tertiary education. And I say this to you, every time you see somebody like a Melbourne publicist, Santa Maria, talk about you'd be better Slovenes if you went back to 1914 and you were part of the Hungarian Austrian Empire, I hope you'll pick up a pen, and whether at the National Times or the Bulletin, and you'll hammer him and tell him that you're Slovene Australians and he's talking through his hat. I just want to wind off on another matter. I think when you started this, we talked about an inter-exchange. And another Australian, Henry Lawson of Scandinavian extract, his verse about mateship. And that was epitomised when the great post-war achievement of the Snowy Hydro scheme was completed. There was a lot of platitudes about the people who worked on it, they'd be remembered. And I think it was the Slovenes that in the vanguard on that campaign that today we have a plaque in Kuma with the names of 120 men who gave their lives in industrial fatalities. And I know it was a club like Triglav that spearheaded all those petitions that made it possible. And I would like to make a personal tribute to a rank and file member, Roman Bishak from Canberra, because like all politicians, we try to do our best, but you get that many things, you've got to have people occasionally to put the spur into you. And Roman Bishak, as a rank and file Snowy Mountain worker, was the one that kept at me. Now, conceding that to him, I want to say to Joe Chewers and others here, it was your marshalling of the petitions, you energised a lot of other groups, that became a reality. And it was a typical example where you blended your Slovene tenacity, knowledge of history, with this particular plaque. And I think, on Australians at large, we're indebted to you for the way you made that possible. Now, I'm coming to the end of this script because I probably went longer than I intended, but I want to make another tribute. Probably, over the years, from the 50s, on many occasions, Slovenes on the workshop floor, through your own linguist ability, often came to me and other union officials and future members of Parliament and aided us, whether at a hostel or on a particular job dispute. And you could say, well, I suppose they were battling for their own people, but you weren't. I can go into the Apia Club, the Concordia Club, and one or two other clubs today, and men I knew 25, 30 years ago were reminiscence about some dirt money claim or seniority, and they'd say in those days, they might have been Italians, Hungarians or something, because you generally had a few Italian interpreters with you, but they were all honest and fair. They didn't only play their own side. Now, that's a very, very nice tribute for you to wear. I think it's something that showed your sincerity. I salute you for it, and I say to all of those who kept this flag flying, today you've made it, and I wish you well. Thank you.
thank you, Senator Tony Marblehill, for all your support throughout the whole history of Triglav. Without you, I don't think today would be as would be a true celebration. Thank you once again, Tony Marblehill.
Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje diplomo Jožetu Čuješu. Diploma je podeljena za posebne zasluge pri organiziranju in društveni dejavnosti slovenskih izseljencev in njihovih potomcev za kulturno, prosvetno in informativno delovanje ter za prispevek pri razvijanju prijateljskih vezi z matično domovino Socialistično republiko Slovenijo oziroma Socialistično federativno republiko Jugoslavijo.
Najlepša hvala vsem, ki ste pomagali pri delu in ki tole zaslužite. Hvala lepa.
Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje še eno diplomo, in sicer Marizi Ličan. Mariza Ličan zasluži diplomo za posebne zasluge in požrtvovalno delo pri organiziranju slovenskega šolstva, za uspešno delovanje pri vzgoji mlade generacije slovenskih izseljencev in njihovih potomcev v državi New South Wales, Avstralija, ter za prispevek pri sodelovanju z matično domovino Socialistično federativno Republiko Jugoslavijo.
Najlepša slovenski izseljenski matici in seveda vam, dragi starši, in pa vsem Triglavčanom, ki ste nam ostali ob strani, in pa tudi naši vladi. Hvala.
Now we would like to invite the mayor of the city of Fairfield, Brian Wunsch, up to receive a gift from the mayor of Ljubljana.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, fellow aldermen, it gives me great pleasure to be here with you here today. I was thinking back about 5 years ago, I think it was approximately, when Janice Crozio turned the first sod of soil, and I know the problems the Triglav Club have had in getting this beautiful building, and hearing last night that it was produced with the cost of materials only and the volunteer labour from the groups within your club, it gives me great pleasure and I feel honoured to be with you here today. Thank you very much indeed.
Slovenska Iseljenska Matica also awarded a certificate to Eric Bedford for the understanding and support of the Slovenian Immigrants Association in New South Wales at their efforts in the development and assertion of Slovenian language and education.
Mr. President, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, could I just say how honoured I am to receive this, and I'm grateful for all of those people who've supported me to have given me the privilege to be able to serve. Thank you.
Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje priznanje Eriki Pelcara za zasluge pri organiziranju slovenskega dopolnilnega pouka med potomci slovenskih izseljencev v Avstraliji ter za požrtovalno vzgojiteljsko delo v duhu slovenskega narodnega in kulturnega izročila.
Najlepša hvala izseljenski matici in vsem Triglavčanom, ki so nam prav tako pomagali in seveda tudi staršem. Hvala.
Slovenska izseljenska matica also awarded a certificate of recognition to Jim Kaldis for the understanding and support of the Slovenian Immigration Association at their assertion in their new homeland. Doesn't seem as if he's here, but I'm sure he'd be very happy.
Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje priznanje Jožici Mršnik za zasluge pri organiziranju slovenskega dopolnilnega pouka med potomci slovenskih izseljencev v Avstraliji ter požrtvovalno vzgojiteljsko delo v duhu slovenskega narodnega in kulturnega izročila. Prosim, gospod Pavlo Gruden. Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje priznanje Pavli Gruden za zasluge pri negovanju slovenske kulturne dediščine in slovenske besede med našimi izseljenci v Avstraliji in razvijanje prijateljstva med staro domovino Socialistično republiko Slovenijo oziroma Socialistično federativno republiko Jugoslavijo.
Sploh nimam besed. Sem strašansko iznenadena, posebno, ko še nikda nisem bila doma, odkar sem prišla v tujino in ne verjamem, da sem sploh to zaslužila. In če vas ne bi bilo, jaz sploh ne bi mogla ničesar narediti in prosim vas odpustite, če nam moram več govoriti.
Slovenska izseljenska matica, with the decision of the Executive Council, also awards a certificate of recognition to Janice Crozio for the support of the Slovenian immigrants at their assertion in their new homeland.
To Mr. President, to His Worship the Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I was taken quite by surprise. I feel very deeply honoured to receive this today, but I would particularly like to pay recognition to the members who brought an idea into fruition. It is now 11 years ago when they first formed here and said, we want to build a club that will be our home here in Australia. We've gone through many, many years in that time, but when you look around and you see the results of people who were dedicated, who were convinced that they had the right to do this, and from the help that they've had and the assistance, I'm particularly proud to have been involved in some small way to see today come to fruition. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Dovolite da nadaljujemo. Slovenska izseljenska matica podeljuje priznanje Boru Šedlbavarju za zasluge pri negovanju slovenske pesmi med slovenskimi izseljenci in širše v Avstraliji in pri razvijanju prijateljskih vezi z matično domovino Socialistično republiko Slovenijo oziroma Socialistično federativno republiko Jugoslavijo.
Najlepša hvala slovenski matici in najlepša hvala mojim pevcem. Tukaj so lastovke, menda jih je 18. Fantje, 18 lastov, vaši fantje, ne?
Slovenska izseljenska matica has also awarded a certificate of recognition to